Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm glad to have you here with all these other listeners and myself as we continue to submit ourselves to our Master Teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we hear what the Holy Spirit will say to us this morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you tune in. This week, we are wading into the vast ocean waters of the doctrine or the teaching of the providence of God. Due to time constraints, and so we stick close to our Genesis 3 passage, this will only be like spending a day at the beach on the ocean. We won't be able to swim far out into this water, to plunge all the way under and to swim many miles therein. We'll have to save a more expansive conversation on God's providence for later. But as we get our feet wet, I am drawing our attention to two aspects of God's providence. We are on the first aspect, and that is this. By providence, we mean that God preserves everyone and everything He has created. Here it is again. By providence, we mean that God preserves everyone and everything He has created. It is not just that God has created people and then let us be. It is not just that God has created animals and let them be. It is not just that God created the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and let them be. No, God is also the God who preserves or sustains that which He has created. Our God is actively involved in the creation. This is part of His providence. Last time I shared with you six scriptures that prove this. In case you missed our time together and or would like to read these for yourself, here are the references again. Are you ready to jot them down? Psalm 104, 28 through 30. Nehemiah 9, 6. Psalm 63, 8, Colossians 1, 17, Hebrews 1, 3, and Acts 17, 28. This last one captures God's preserving grace in our lives. Acts 17, verse 28 reads, "For in God we live and move and exist." Or, "For in God we live and move and have our being." How is it that you and I have been living and existing and moving around this week? How is it that we are living beings? Here is how. God created us and God preserves us. He is our sustainer. If God suddenly went away, we would all automatically go away. We are all on life support, and by that I do not mean a machine that helps us breathe. No, I mean that God Himself breathes life into us. He supports everyone. He supports everything, from the sun in the sky to the tiny little ant hustling underfoot on the sidewalk. This is providence. If you were with us on Monday, then hopefully you remember I introduced you to some authors, some men of God who will help us understand the Lord on this point. I told you about two Hodges, a father and a son. Today I'd like us to hear from the son, Archibald Alexander Hodge, A.A. Hodge. In Outlines of Theology, he writes, "The creature is one who has the whole ground of his being in the will of his Creator. Being absolutely dependent, he can no more continue than he can originate his own being." I will give that to you again in a moment. When we stop to think about it, this is a poignant insight. Since the origins of my existence do not lie within me, then why would I think I will be the one who sustains my ongoing existence? Put another way, Since I did not create myself, then why do I think I can preserve myself? I do not know why I would think that, other than that's the line that's been sold to me repeatedly during my whole sojourn in this world. Oh, we're constantly being told that we need to depend on ourselves for our own existence. We live in a culture that elevates the self. Being self-made men and self-made women, this appeals greatly to us. We are taught that if we will embrace a healthy lifestyle, then we will live so long that we will outlive our original expiration date, cheating death. In the scientific community, research and experimentation is well underway to prove that we will conquer death. We live independent lives, not dependent lives. We live leaning on the self, not on God. And our whole society is caught up in the delusion that we can banish God from our lives and expect to just carry on, to keep calm and carry on. And then a global pandemic hits, smacking down the entire world, a potent lesson in who is really preserving all of us. People in very good physical shape, dead. And a scientific community caught flat-footed. Hodge again. The creature is one who has the whole ground of his being in the will of his creator. Being absolutely dependent, he can no more continue than he can originate his own being. End quote. The providence of God teaches us that we are created by the will of God, and we are preserved by the will of God. We did not create ourselves, so we cannot sustain ourselves. We are dependent on the Lord, not independent from Him. And let me also add here that it is not that we exist only because God has decided not to destroy us. So we might imagine that God makes a decision. I will let them live, and then God retreats to take up some other interest, and we just live and move and have our being. No. We continue to exist because God intentionally uses His power to charge our lives with the divine energy we need to exist. Almighty God does not have another interest. He is always 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24/7, engaged in supporting us, all of us, Christian and not Christian alike. God is not like the clockmaker who sets it all up and then walks off, letting us tick-tock on our own. Not according to the Bible. If we are to think of ourselves as clocks, then on the face of us, round and round go our hands. But flip us over, and God is the one turning us. And we will talk more about this when we get to the second aspect of the providence of God. That's a key to Genesis 3. For now, just remember, we continue to exist because God intentionally uses His power to charge our lives with the divine energy we need to exist. And this providence of God applies to what we might call all things great and small. All things are under the providence of God. All things. God created all things, therefore He takes care of all things. I have more scripture for you. For example, the words of Jesus. Listen to Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. This is remarkable. What's smaller than a human hair? They are all numbered under the providence of God. Luke 12:7. And speaking of sparrows, listen again to Jesus in Matthew 10, verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Did you hear that? A sparrow falls to the ground under the providence of Father God. Have you watched the sparrows? They are tiny, and there is a lot of them. God knows each one. They do not fall apart from Him. God really does sustain the small things. Matthew 10, 29. Need further proof? Well, consider Jesus again in Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Who feeds the birds? God does. He gives each one its daily sustenance. That was Matthew 6, 26. And here is Psalm chapter 147, verse 9. God gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens which cry. Psalm 147, at verse 9. And consider the grass. Matthew chapter 6, part of verses 28 and 30. Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. God so clothes the grass of the field. All things great and small are under the providence of God, the hair on our head, the birds of the air, and the grass of the field. You can even include the gnats and locusts that God commanded in the plagues against Egypt back in the Old Testament book of Exodus. I soon need to go. But I hope and pray you're learning something of God's providence, His preservation of us. This is a big part of what is the providence of God. God creates, and then God preserves that which He has created. I hope that God will preserve all of us until tomorrow, when we meet again right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.